Hello everyone! It's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 392. Now the next story has been chosen by Gus, hello Gus, and his sister Jules, hello Jules, and they have asked for Mug and the Baby. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Mug and the Baby by Judith Kerr. One day, Mug was playing with Nicky. Debbie was going to school. Mr. Thomas was going to work. But Nicky had a cold. Mug and Nicky played catch the string. Then they played bad dogs. Then they played tickle Mug's tummy. And then they played ball. But suddenly, they heard a noise. It was a crying noise. It was a very loud crying noise. Wah, 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 wah. Mrs. Thomas said, "Oh, look who's here. Mrs. Clutterbuck has brought us her baby. We're going to look after it while she goes shopping." The baby looked at Mug and stopped crying. It said, "Psst," instead. "I'm trying to say puss," said Mrs. Thomas. "Will my baby be all right with your cat?" said Mrs. Clutterbuck. "Oh, yes," said Mrs. Thomas. "Mug loves babies." But Mug and Nicky had to stop playing ball because the baby did not know how to play. "I've got a very good idea," said Mrs. Thomas. "Let's take the baby for a ride in the pram." The baby liked riding in the pram. It said, "Psst, I've got a baby in a pram too," said Nicky. Mug said nothing, but she was not happy. Not happy at all. When they came back, it was lunchtime. But the baby did not want to eat its lunch. It said, "Psst," instead. It said, "Psst," and cried again. It cried so much that Mug did not want to eat her lunch either. Wah, 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 wah. She went away and sat in her basket. She sat in her basket and tried to think of other things while Mrs. Thomas and Nicky cleared the dishes. The baby found a dish to clear too. "Look what it's done," said Nicky. "Oh dear," said Mrs. Thomas. "Perhaps the baby would like a rest. The baby's causing all types of problems." But the baby did not want a rest. It said, "Psst, psst, psst." It said, "Psst," and cried again. "Wah, wah, 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 wah." "It wants Mug," said Mrs. Thomas. "Will Mug be all right with the baby?" said Nicky.
I think so, yes. Mug loves babies," said Mrs. Thomas.
Mug sat in her basket, and the baby stopped crying. It was nice and quiet when the baby stopped crying. It was so quiet that Mug fell asleep. She had a dream. It was a lovely dream. It was a dream all about babies. But suddenly, she woke up. Mug thought, "This baby is everywhere." She thought, "I'm getting out." Mug ran across the road, but the baby was coming after her. And a bad dog was waiting on the other side. And there was a car coming. There was a dog and a baby and a car.
"There's my baby," shouted Mrs. Clutterbuck.
"There's Mug," shouted Debbie.
"There's only one way to go," thought Mug, and she jumped. She jumped away from the dog, she jumped away from the car, she jumped into the baby. The baby flew through the air and came down on the pavement. It said, "Psst."
Mr. Thomas stopped the car just in time. Mug had saved the day.
"My baby, oh my baby," said Mrs. Clutterbuck.
"It's a silly baby," said Nicky. "It shouldn't have run into the road. Mug saved it," said Debbie.
"She is a very brave cat," said Nicky.
"She is the bravest cat in the world. She is the baby-saving cat, and she should have a reward."
They all went to get Mug a reward. It was a very big reward. It was a reward from Mrs. Clutterbuck. But what could it be?
Mog saved my baby from being run over, said Mrs. Clutterbuck.
I told you, said Mrs. Thomas.
Mog loves babies. And Mrs. Clutterbuck bought Mog the most delicious seafood that she had ever tasted. And Mog was very happy for the rest of the day. The end. Boys and girls, I always love the Mog stories, and this one was a fantastic one. I will see you all very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1. Bye, bye, bye.